This wonderful time of the year that we call Christmas, people around the world will be celebrating and commemorating the fact that 2,000 years ago, a baby was born in a manger. But for the believer, we know that that baby was not born to stay a baby. That baby was more than a baby. And on today's program, I want to talk about who that baby really was. And I cannot explain it any better than what Oral Roberts said in a sermon nearly 50 years ago. It begins by talking about the story found in the book of Daniel, in which three Jewish boys by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into a fiery furnace at the edict of the king. And we pick up the story in the King James Bible. It says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Who is that fourth man? I tell you that in Genesis, he is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is our high priest. In Numbers, he is the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he is our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, he is our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he is our trusted prophet. In 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles, he is our reigning king. In Ezra, he is our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he is the rebuilder of the broken down walls of our human life. In Esther, he is our Mordecai. In Job, he is our dayspring from on high and our ever-living redeemer. In Psalms, he is the Lord, our shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, he is our lover and the bridegroom. In Isaiah, he is the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he is the righteous branch. In Lamentations, he is the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he is the wonderful four-faced man. In Daniel, he is the fourth man in the burning fiery furnace. Who is the fourth man? In Hosea, he is the faithful husband, forever married to the backslider. In Joel, he is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. In Amos, he is our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he is the mighty to save. In Jonah, he is our great foreign missionary. In Micah, he is the messenger of beautiful feet carrying the gospel. In Nahum, he is the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he is God's evangelist, crying, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years." In Zephaniah, he is the Savior. In Haggai, he is the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, he is the fountain opened in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. And in Malachi, he is the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. Who is the fourth man? In Matthew, he is the Messiah. In Mark, he is the wonder worker. In Luke, he is the Son of Man. In John, he is the Son of God. In Acts, he is the Holy Spirit. In Romans, he is our justifier. In Corinthians, he is the gifts of the Spirit. In Galatians, he is the Redeemer from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, he is the Christ of unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he is the God who supplies all our needs. In Colossians, he is the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is our soon coming King. And in 2 Timothy, he is our mediator between God and man. In Titus, he is our faithful pastor. In Philemon, he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. In Hebrews, he is the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, he is the great physician. In 1 and 2 Peter, he is the chief shepherd who will soon appear with a crown of unfading glory. In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, he is everlasting love. In Jude, he is the Lord, coming with 10,000s of his saints. And in Revelation, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Who is the fourth man? I tell you, he's Abel's sacrifice. He's Noah's rainbow. He's Abraham's ram. He's Isaac's well, Jacob's ladder, Issachar's burden, Judah's scepter, Samuel's horn of oil, David's slingshot, Hezekiah's extension of life, Isaiah's man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He's Peter's healing shadow. He's Paul's mighty wonders and miracles. He's John's pearly white city. He's the pearl of great price. He's a rock in a weary land. He's the Prince of Peace, and the government of our life is upon his shoulder. Who is the fourth man? I tell you, he's the root system of our life, the source of your total supply, the one who is able to deliver you from the flames of human life, the one who enables you to live by your faith and empowers you to obey and gives you the strength to refuse to compromise. He's the restorer of your total life, the healer from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, the one who enables you to survive. He's the saying one who created you in his image after his likeness, who says, "We are whosoever's, receiving whatsoever we say." He's the one who resides in your heart, the one at the point of your needs, the one that's closer to you than your breath. He bears no greater title than a friend of sinners, the friend of the now. He's wrapped in your spirit, in your soul, in your body, and in your circumstances of life around you everywhere. He's here in the now. He is the one of signs, wonders, and many mighty miracles and marvelous works. There is no other that can deliver after this sort. Who is the fourth man? I tell you, he is the God I serve, the written word of God manifested in the flesh and spirit. He's Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's my Savior and my Lord. Friend, if you've never done so, you can make him your Savior and your Lord. It's so easy. It's so simple. Wherever you are right now, bow your head with me. Say this with me and mean it. Say it with me right out loud. Say it wherever you're at right now. Just say it. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sin. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you were dead and buried, and that you rose from the dead on the third day, and that you did all of this in order that I might be restored back to fellowship with my Creator and my God. Forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me, Lord. Come into my heart. Accept me now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.